You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It seemed like they were able to convert on a lot of third downs. And talking to Jordan during the week, he said that that's something that you guys were going to really need to clean up in this game, not to allow Mahomes to extend drives. Just how frustrating is it when you see him converting on so many of these third downs there?
It's tough. It's tough. We got to be able to find a way to get off the field. Third down is something that we struggled with all year. But like I said, we didn't want to give up big plays in the passing game. And then from there, we had to find a way to get off on third down. I think, we had some opportunities. Like I said, late in the game, not letting outside the pocket would have been ideal. Then also early in the game, we had some third down conversions that they made that we could have did better on. But, I think that as a defense, you want to go out there and play perfect. But with a guy like, 15 to Mahomes and what he's able to do, extend plays, it's tough to get off the field.
Thanks, Micah.
Hey, Micah, John Scott. Can you expand a little more on the issues stopping the run? Was it a matter of not being able to bring more guys into the box, or was it just, man-to-man, they put more hats on you guys and got a push?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure. I guess I have to watch the film and see exactly how they were dialing it up. When you're on the field, I don't want to jump to conclusions and say it was this and that, because, to be honest, I was in the back end and was kind of, focused more on the receivers taking the top off. I'm not really sure exactly what went on in the run game. We'll get in, watch the film and do our best to get it corrected going into next week.
And you said after the loss to Tennessee that this was a moment to see how your team would respond and use that and move forward. How do you feel you guys did, understanding what the result was tonight?
The objective in this league is to win ball games. And we don't, the Buffalo Bills don't go out there to try to keep close with a great opponent. We want to win games. It wasn't ideal, the outcome. I feel like as a team, as a defense, we went out there this week. We practiced hard on a short week after a tough loss. And then coming in this game, we felt like we for sure had an opportunity to win the game. I think we were 3rd and 11 away from getting our offense back on the field, down by 6 for them to win the game. So, like I said, our objective is to win. That's our, that's our overall goal. But I feel like, with the guys we have in this locker room, coming in and practicing this week, guys are ready to go.
Thanks, Micah.
Hi, Micah. Kind of building off of that, last 2 weeks, you faced, maybe the two best teams in the AFC, at least the two finalists from a year ago. What do you kind of hope you guys take from this 2-week stretch? Obviously, the season doesn't get decided in October. So what do you hope that the team takes from this?
We got to continue to get better each and every game. I think that we say, back in OTAs, we can't play our best football in OTAs. You can't play our best football, in October. We want to be playing our best football come late November, December, into January. That's the plan. As long as we can continue to learn from the mistakes that we make, don't make the same mistakes twice. After back-to-back losses, then we'll be okay. It's a process. We want to continue to build off this and get better. Like I said, the Buffalo Bills play to win ball games, but we'll learn from this.
Well, what's the level of frustration when you're able to take away one part of their offense so well, but they're kind of just milking the game away with the running game the way they did?
That's the dynamic offense that you play against. We understood that, it will, with a guy like Mahomes, he can throw it all over the field. He's a general out there. We felt like their back was really good. Runs downhill, breaks a lot of tackles. And then with their weapons they have on the outside, including Kelce, you know, we knew that they could take the top off. You know, we felt like we did well taking the top, the limiting them from taking the top off. You know, the run game is just another part of their game that they executed well. So we'll get in, watch the film, correct it, and build off of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.